This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is Friday, the 16th of April. My name is Audrey Raj and joining me virtually today is...
Richard Bradbury.
How you doing, Rich?
I'm all right. Long time no see, Ords.
Exactly. It's been forever since we've been on a show together, but I guess this will have to do in the meantime.
Well, it's a good show to be on together as well, I think.
Exactly. On the show today, we're going to be talking about dream retirement plans. We're also asking you if you think you'll be able to retire, when you think you'll be able to retire, and if so, what are your dream retirement plans? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also participate in our poll that's happening on Twitter and also get in touch with us on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about we're going to be talking about broadband for all in Malaysia, even those in remote areas, as well as how we maybe shouldn't be planning our balik kampung plans just yet. Right, Rich?
That's right. Let's keep it on hold, perhaps, maybe a little while.
Yeah. But of course, our top story today is about retirement. Now, we all dream of living that sweet, sandy, seaside retirement life. It turns out, at least geographically, that fantasy is a lot closer than we think, because Malaysia's very own Penang has made it into the list of the 15 best islands to retire on.
So what is made into that list in 2021, obviously we know it as the Pearl of the Orient, and it came in third place after Malta and Mallorca in Spain. The other Asian countries on the list were Bali, which is in ninth place, Koh Samui in Thailand, of course, in 10th place, and Phuket in Vietnam over in 15th place. Also on that list were Ambergris Cay in Belize, they were in fourth, Island in fifth, Roatan in Honduras in sixth, Isla Mujeres in Mexico at seventh, Isla Cholon in Panama at eighth, Las Terrenas in the Dominican Republic at 11th, Crete in Greece, Chozumel in Mexico, and Cay Cayuca in Belize over at number 14.
I'm going to go and have to Google these places in just a bit. But
I already did it.
Oh, okay. You've actually been to some of these places, right, Rich?
I have. Crete in Greece is somewhere that's beautiful. Definitely is somewhere that you could add to your list. Island, I'm not so sure about. You'd have to have a specific type of lifestyle if you wanted to move there, I think. You'd like to be spending time inside with a cold one by your hand.
Right. So coming back to this article that's published by Travel Awaits, expert contributor Carol Williams started by saying that the list was curated by the in-the-know professionals who have been covering overseas retirement trends for decades. The criteria for their top 15 lists included the ability to live a simpler, more peaceful life without breaking the bank. Very important there. On Penang, Williams described the former British colony as home to a mix of nationalities and welcoming to North American, with English widely spoken on the island. If you're eager to travel in retirement, having Penang as your home base makes it easy to fly to many other countries in Southeast Asia, she says. This island also appeals to foodies with its plethora of food stalls prominently found in the main city, Georgetown, as well as adventurers who like to hike, dive and snorkel. She continues to say she also described Malaysia's My Second Home program as a generous retirement visa, but she, however, noted that it was now temporarily suspended due to the pandemic.
And of course, meanwhile, the State Tourism Committee Chairman, Yeo Sun-hin, took to his Facebook page to share the article, saying that Penang ranks third in the world and first in Asia. In November last year, Penang was named as one of the 11 best islands for retirement abroad by International Living, a website that covers global retirement or relocation opportunities.
So in October and June the same year, Penang's Asam Laksa made it into the list of the world's 50 best foods by CNN Travel, while Georgetown made it into the list of the 10 best destinations for digital nomads, citing good cost of living, ample co-working spaces, a good level of free Wi-Fi and friendliness, respectively. So, Rich, I know we've discussed this over the years working together. I kind of know what your retirement plans are, ideal retirement plans are, and you know mine, and it's about the same, right?
It's pretty much the same, yeah.
So, but have you decided on an island that you're going to open that bed and breakfast on?
No, not yet. But it is down to a short list of three. Penang is actually in that list as well. Mm-hmm. But as you know, Langkawi is the other place, and Koh Lipe was the other place as well. So Thailand and two places here in Malaysia. Interestingly enough, though, I have a friend who recently relocated from China to Jakarta, mm-hmm. and he called me within the last couple of weeks and talked to me very seriously about moving to Penang to retire. And that seems to be his plan. So it seems to be gaining a lot of traction over the last few months.
Why is he seriously considering Penang? Is it for all the reasons we just discussed?
Pretty much, yeah. He was looking at the Malaysia My Second Home kind of thing, and he says for him it seems very generous. But he was also looking at places in and around Malaysia. But he visited Penang just before the pandemic, and he absolutely fell in love with the place. And I can understand why.
Of course, we can understand. Anyone who's been to Penang can understand why. We are asking you on the show today, do you think you'll be able to retire? And if so, what are your dream retirement plans? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also get in touch with us on Twitter and on Instagram. We have a poll happening there. Your options are yes before or at 60, yes after 60, no, I love working, or no, I won't be able to retire. That's happening at BFM Radio. When we come back, we'll speak to someone who can kind of, well, talk us through how much this is going to cost and, you know, the kind of things you're going to need to think about when it comes to retirement, all that and more happening after the Eagles with Heart 8 tonight. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Richard Bradbury and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you this very simple question.
We're asking you, what is your dream retirement plan? before the break, so we have a few options over on Twitter as well. It is yes, before the age at 60. Yes, after 60. No, I love working. No, won't be able to. And on Insta Story, there's a poll over there, of course, and that's both at BFM Radio. Shall I give you some numbers as well?
Yes, Ords? Let's just do that.
So the numbers over on Instagram, it's 71% for people saying no, they can't retire. Ooh. And 29% saying yes. And there's a couple of responses. I'll just quickly, they're very quick ones. Ben, 9Graphic, says, I own a holiday resort because every day is a holiday.
Yeah.
I can tell you it won't be a holiday, Ben. Retiring at 50 and actually having a life, that's from Afad. Zubair says, go hiking. And Izudin says, to live on a farm. All of these things sound wonderful. Ords, before the break, we got my kind of idea out of the way. Now, I know yours are similar, but how similar is it?
I think out of that three spots that you chose, Penang was not on my list, but Koh Lipe and Langkawi, they are definitely on my list. Now, in the beginning, it was just to retire on the island, you know, find a little shack and just be able to shut off for, you know, a good 30 years before I expire. but then it, you know, I guess doing more work with Enterprise got me thinking that, you know, I need to do something more entrepreneurial. I want to start a business, you know, that's kind of been simmering in the background. So a bed and breakfast is something that I've really been considering. Yeah. And I know my husband's on the same page as well. You know, we want to do this. But yeah, Langkawi and Koh Lipe are our options right now. But I won't even get into what something like that is going to cost and how much you're going to save in order to do something like that, right?
I mean, I've had a mantra with my brother since I think we were 19, and the mantra was bar on the beach and a boat in the bay. And that's kind of been something that we've been repeating till every time we call one another. That's our sign off, you know, so it's like this mantra that we've been repeating. How close we are to that, I don't know. But, you know, I'm sure our guests will be able to give us an idea as to how far away we could be.
Exactly. So, you know, who better to speak to about this than Rajan Devadasan, a Securities Commission licensed financial planner with Manulife Investment Management. And he's also the CEO of corporate consultancy RD Wealth Creations in Darren Berhad. And we have Rajan on the line with us to answer some of our questions. So, Rajan, just to kick things off, what are your dream retirement plans?
I think the bottom line is to ensure that when retirement actually begins, that I am not dependent upon a finite, fixed pool of retirement capital. I think it's much better to have a much smaller pool, but to actually create various pipelines of cash flow that will reduce my stress, so that when I make the transition from working for an active income and stopping entirely, that the first day of retirement, the first week of retirement, the first month of retirement is not marked by a rising sense of fear, but instead knowing that I have actually intelligently structured my savings and investment portfolio well enough to be able to create these passive pipelines.
So, Rajan, when should the average Malaysian start thinking about saving for retirement?
In my personal opinion, actually in my professional opinion as well, I think that the average Malaysian or the average individual anywhere in the world would be best served starting to think about retirement as early as possible. This is because of the effect of compound interest in creating wealth. And so the earlier we start, the longer the time we have, and the lower the blended, aggregated investment risk we actually have to take to be able to hit our targets. So that's in an ideal situation. In practical terms, I think any individual who starts getting very serious about planning for retirement before the age of 35 will actually do very well, particularly because in the decades ahead, I think it's unlikely we'll be retiring at the age of 60. I think actually over the decades to come, the official Malaysian retirement age will creep upward to 62, 65, 68, perhaps even 70.
So you're about 2 or 3 years away, Rich. Rajan, what is the best way to calculate how much you would need for retirement?
The most important consideration is to realize that the biggest risk people face in retirement on a global basis is longevity risk. And this means that conventional retirement plans that purport to fund your retirement over the next, say, 10 to 20 years could very well end up turning into disasters, because what happens if you live till you're 25 or 30 or even 40 years beyond official retirement? Therefore, of the two models that I use to help my clients, namely capital liquidation and capital preservation, ideally, if you have sufficient capital, if you can build up sufficient capital, I recommend using the capital preservation model. That generally necessitates having a maximum of 4% annual drawdown. So if you think you will need 5,000 ringgit per month in retirement, that's 15,000 ringgit per quarter, 60,000 ringgit per year. Then if it's a 4% drawdown per year, that's 1% per quarter. If you need 15,000 per quarter, 15,000 divided by 1% means that you require 1.5 million. It's a rough and ready way to just get an indication of what's required.
Do you think enough Malaysians have really, really realistically considered what retirement means? Why or why not?
I think the answer is no, but this is not a specifically Malaysian problem. This is a global problem. Retirement as an experiment really only began in the late 1880s. It was Chancellor Bismarck in Germany who, I think in 1889, put together the world's first state-sanctioned retirement program. And so the experiment gained momentum throughout the 20th century, and now here in the early decades of the 21st century, it's conceivable that the retirement experiment for the vast majority of humanity is actually failing. This is because when I crunch numbers for lots and lots of people, whether they be my clients or whether audience members or listeners, I generally find that people require between 500,000 and 20 million ringgit to be able to meet the needs of the type of requirement they say they aspire to. And obviously, if you look at the amount of money that the average Malaysian has in EPF, let's say, or even external savings, you know that we are, as a country, severely under-saving and under-investing. So yeah, I do think that the vast majority of us have no clue about just how serious retirement needs will be.
20 million ringgit. Okay, Rajan, are there government or banking resources that are useful for retirement purposes that people either don't know about or don't understand? And if so, maybe you can share some light.
I think the opportunity that people have to add up to 60,000 ringgit per year into EPF on top of their normal employment-based EPF inflows is potentially very, very useful. So if an individual who is looking toward funding a golden retirement feels that he or she wants to generate long-term dividend income coming from EPF, topping up 60,000 a year or as close to that as possible is one option. As far as banking resources go, I would say utilize a staggered ladder of fixed deposits for your emergency buffer fund. And just stay focused on the need to create pipelines of cash flow in retirement, which would include cash coming in from bank deposits, dividends coming in maybe from EPF and perhaps even stock investments, cash distributions from unit trust investments that have been restructured, and really rental collected either on brick and mortar investment real estate or through REITs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Topping up 60K.
Yeah, I mean, okay. What's the biggest challenge then in saving for retirement?
I think the reality is that because of the incredible power of compound interest, those who are willing to save and invest for a very, very long time will do best of all. However, to be able to do that, you actually need to start when you're very young. And if you think about it, all of us, when we were young, pretty much thought of ourselves as immortal. And the looming concept or idea of eventual retirement wasn't even looming. I mean, we didn't even think about it because we just figured that day would never come. And then as months turn into years and years turn into decades, and suddenly we wake up and we're in our mid-40s or early 50s or late 50s or early 60s, and we realize that retirement, assuming that God willing we live long enough, is going to be a potentially challenging period of life.
Right. Thank you for that, Rajan. That was Rajan Devadasan, a Securities Commission licensed financial planner with Manulife Investment Management Berhad, and he's also the CEO of corporate consultancy RD Wealth Creations and Darren Berhad. So, Rich, after listening to Rajan, are your retirement plans still the same?
No, but I mean, he certainly has some interesting points there. I mean, the one thing about that moment when you've retired and that panic setting in because you've got either a lump sum or whatever, the idea of some kind of passive income is something that I've been thinking about for a while. And I know you alluded to having a bed and breakfast, not so much passive, but some kind of income. I've been looking into other ways of doing that, like, you know, cryptocurrencies, for example, is something that I've looked heavily into, putting some money in that just to see how much comes funneling through. And that seems to be a good way of doing things, depending on how risk averse you are or, you know, risk tolerant. But yeah, it's when you hear numbers like that and some of the numbers that he throws out and he says you need to top up 60,000 ringgit per year. I'm just looking through. Yeah. And I'm like, how on earth does the average Malaysian afford to top up 60,000 ringgit per year?
Yeah.
You know, for me, it seems like a very, very large figure.
It does. I also want to know if Rajan is hiring so I can figure out how to do that as well. We are asking you on the show today if you think you'll be able to retire. And if so, what are some of your dream retirement plans? Richard, we have a couple of messages that we can read.
We do.
Yeah.
We've got quite a few actually on Twitter and some names you may be familiar with. Arvind Duvaraj has actually piped up and says, my millennial brain can't picture a life without some form of work. And I don't think it even wants to. I want to take long breaks from time to time, but not retire entirely. Now, there's a few people like this. I mean, That's My Full Name has come in and said, I'll have to work until I'm 70 or 80. I don't have 2 million. Mohammed Reza Ibrahim has said the truth. I'd love to retire. That's the way it's going now, though. I'd have to die first whilst working my behind off. You know, but to get to the numbers, and they're fairly well spaced out, actually. If we look at the poll over on Twitter, yes before or at 60 is at 32%, 32.2. Yes after 60 is at 17.5%. No, I love working at 22.4, and no, won't be able to is at 28%. So if we add them together, the yeses are roughly at 50 and the noes are also roughly at 50.
There you go. Well, you have about 29 minutes to chime in on our conversation today. Do you think you'll be able to retire? And if so, what are your dream retirement plans? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, we've got a bit of Todd Rundgren with I Saw the Light. I feel like I've seen the light now after hearing Rajan. But yeah, we'll be back after this with a story about broadband for all Malaysians. All that and more coming up on Enterprise BizBytes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.